If you don't feel safe here, I don't know where you'd feel safe. And I think the State Department is just overreacting in typical bureaucratic fashion.
Political reasons for that?
Why would you think that?
Do you think it? I'm asking you.
That's ridiculous. Why would you think that? It's an outrage for you to accuse one of our agencies. By asking the question, you're implying that our government does things for political reasons. And maybe every once in a while they do. But it's your job to prove it. Just the allegation against our government, I personally take as an offense.
No, I'm just asking you if you thought that there was some political motive behind the travel advisory or the FAA decision.
Number one, I wouldn't know.
Because a lot of people in Israel do, you know.
I don't know. You don't know. And the other people don't know. But just the tone of the question of trying to create dissension, it's insulting to America.
But don't you think they're primarily concerned? They're their job, these experts at the FAA, is to protect American passengers. And they saw this rocket come into near Ben-Gurion Airport yesterday, land about a mile away, and they say they want to err on the side of caution, especially after what happened in Ukraine with the Malaysia airline.
I'm sure they do, but if you have a standard, you would close every airport in the United States. You'd close down every airline. Unfortunately, our security isn't very good then. The real world is that there are things going on near airports all over the world.